This is WKSU News. I'm Sarah Taylor. While protesters this summer have drawn attention to the impact of systemic racism, a one-of-a-kind program in Akron has been working on another way to fight it. The LeBron James Family Foundation started the I Promise School to teach disadvantaged Akron youth most at risk of being removed from school. Now the foundation is welcoming its first families to the I Promise Village, a historic apartment building renovated to provide temporary stable housing for I Promise students and their parents who need it. But it's not just a place to stay. The village aims to help these families get their lives moving in a new direction. Walking into one of the apartments in what used to be known as the Westmont, Erica Mayer, a member of the core leadership team at the LeBron James Family Foundation, explains what we see: a laundry basket on the coffee table full of hangers, dish soap, toilet paper.
And we've got some cleaning supplies and other things to get them on their feet and get them started. So that's going to be something that's going to be provided when we do move families in.
A major renovation of the 1920s era structure maintained much of its historical character.
The furniture is a hotel grade, very durable.
While adding new, functional things, there are 6 units on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th floors of the 4-story building.
How many people can each of the units have?
It kind of depends. There are some 2-bedroom units, 1-bedrooms, and studios. And in each of the units, to maximize the number of individuals from that family that can sleep and have a bed, every couch is a pullout.
Chicago-based Graduate Hotels did the work.
So they helped us by purchasing and planning this whole renovation of this historic building, which is 4 blocks away from our I Promise School, so our children can walk or ride their bike to school safely.
That's Michelle Campbell, director of the LeBron James Family Foundation. Property records show the building sold for $850,000 last October. Campbell says Graduate Hotels paid a premium because the building was not for sale and they had to relocate residents.
So they helped with the design, all the furniture. We wanted it to be new. It was important. Our families deserve new. Our families deserve everything that you see here, so they help make that happen.
Campbell doesn't have a number yet of just how much Graduate Hotels invested in the project, but earlier this month they turned the building over to the foundation. It's getting into the housing business to help the families of I Promise School students. Erica Mayer says some are experiencing homelessness, but there are other situations they've seen: home invasions, house fires, domestic violence, that have created a need.
This is our intake room. We have lots of extras of everything for the units.
The foundation will take care of all the families' needs, but for the families, it's not a free ride.
Every family is going to be on a different family plan.
Michelle Campbell says they have 2 families moving in today and others at different stages in the process.
We bring them here, we talk about it, we understand what they're going through, what their current living situation is, what they need as a family unit. You're committing to a family promise plan and you're committing to change, and that's scary, and that's because you're admitting whether it's you need your GED or whether you need to get more skills so you can hold a stable job, whatever it might be, you're committing to doing that for your family.
2 foundation staff members will live on site, and there will be weekly supports for families. I Promise Village Operations Manager Olivia Ayers explains.
Things such as life coaching and counseling. We are creating an I Promise garden that the families will be able to use to grow their own fruits and vegetables and then bring them back and provide for their family. And then we're bringing a chef in to help the families learn how to cook.
How involved was LeBron in how the space came together?
Yeah, you know what, he's kind of involved in everything.
The family influence included LeBron's mother, Gloria James, who helped select decor and, as Michelle Campbell notes, brought her own experience to the process.
She has been through this. She knows firsthand what it means to grow up and not have a safe and secure home in Akron and have a son that you want to care for and provide everything for. So listening to her, listening to our families, we designed what we heard.
Campbell says this model is a blueprint for tackling issues of inequality that plague the country.
We believe the whole program that we're doing is addressing that, and we are very excited to keep growing with that. And now I believe we're at a place where we're going to start sharing what we are doing, because we believe there's some basic foundation items here that every community should be doing.
And the I Promise Village is now a part of that.
It is one piece of a bigger puzzle that is redefining what our communities should look like.
I'm Sarah Taylor, 89.7 WKSU.